Before I get started, I'm going to start off with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for everything you've done. And just please help calm my nerves. As you see, I'm pretty nervous, and just help everything to go the way you'd want it to. And just help me to say the things you'd want me to say, and just don't let me say anything you don't want me to. In Jesus' name, amen. So my message, or whatever you'd want to call this, has to deal with the title of The Christian Goal. And before I get started into that, I just want to say, like, I'm thankful for the family of friends we have and the whole great church we have. And, like, before, I've been praying that God would use me in a greater way. And, you know, I've been praying about maybe bringing a message to the youth, and certainly did not expect it to be up here. And, you know, if we want to be good Christians, we have to go out into the world and preach the gospel. Mark 16:15-16 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." So in order to be a successful Christian, we have to go and preach and spread the word of God and witness to souls to win them to God. If we want to get somebody to God, we have to make it look like we're excited about it, and we can't just be up here like, "Oh, why do you do that?" "Oh, I'm a Christian." And you have to seem excited about it. "Why do you do that?" "Oh, I'm a Christian. You know, I like doing things this way. And, you know, it's really cool. You should come to church sometime," and stuff like that. In Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost." We have to do our part and witness to others. And then, like one brother brought one message about planting a seed. As long as we witness or invite somebody to church, we're going to plant a seed. If they're interested, they're going to let that seed grow. And in order for them to let that seed grow, we have to do our part, which is water the seed, which would be, you know, tell them about church, you know, tell them where it's at, tell them services times and all the things we like about church. And, you know, maybe invite them to church. And when they do come to church, you know, help them follow along, you know, explain to them what verses means and everything like that. You know, it's certainly not easy going out into the world and school and work trying to be a Christian, because there's always going to be that one person that makes fun of you and always, "Oh, why, he's a Christian, oh, a little Christian boy," stuff like that. It's certainly not easy to stand up and be a Christian and stand up for yourself when you are made fun of and being having your faith tried. And it's certainly not easy to be up here in front of these people with not much preparation, but I'm feeling that this is what God wanted me to bring. Luke 7:22, "Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." We have to go out and witness to tell what God has done for us, whether it be our personal testimony or somebody else's testimony. We want to show people what God can do and what he has done for us. We don't want to just sit back in the back and, you know, just tell other people occasionally that, you know, we're a Christian and just leave it at that. We want to go, you know, make sure they know what God's done for us, and we want to have a personal testimony for them. And Luke 7:22, "How the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached." We need to be, like Luke says, and tell of what God did back then. You know, how the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers were cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. It's our job as Christians to preach the gospel to others and to do our part to try to get people to heaven and to win souls. And we certainly can't make heaven our home with just one person out here trying to get everybody to come to church and, you know, witness to everybody. So Christians with good hearts can spread God's word easier than other Christians with evil hearts. And it's hard for Christians to witness to others with an evil heart if you're a so-called Christian. You have to live the holy word of God to let others know what your actions and why you do the things you do are. You have to let the holy way and let others know that you're a Christian, so they know that you speak from experience. I like to think of Brother Mike. You know, he is just a walking light. You know, wherever he goes, he's bringing people in. He's telling people what God has done for him and others. And, you know, I like to be like him. I'd like to go out one day and maybe, you know, just talk to somebody like he does and try to bring them out to church. But you know, that's out of our comfort zone. And as Christians, sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone if we want to invite people to church. We're like a sponge, so we absorb what we think and like to do, and what we talk about will come out. So to me, it'd be football or anything outdoors, like hunting, fishing. So anybody that knows me, it knows this. And I always talk about it to my friends and family. And I follow a lot of like hunting and fishing pages and stuff on social media, but that's not really a bad thing. We need to be the same way with the gospel, and we have to think on that and meditate on that in order to get people to even come to church. We have to show them the correct way and why we do this, and to try to get them out to church. We have to meditate on it, speak on it, and speak about it so others know we are full of Christ and passionate about it. We have to be a sponge, and when we are squeezed, we need to let out Christ everywhere we go, every time we can. 1 Peter 4:10-11, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We can't just go out here and speak from others' experience. We have to have our own twist of somebody's, our own experience, if we want to show people the way. We can't, you know, come out here and just be like, you know, God's done this for so-and-so, and God's did this for my brother or my sister, and then people may ask you, what did God do for you? What did he do for you? What's so great about him that you're serving him? And you know, if there's nothing you can do, you want to find something you can do, and you need to find a way to let God come out of you as the way you are. And like the verse says, let him speak as the oracles of God. So we want to speak of God, and we want to just be out here and witnessing to others as best we can. And sometimes, like I said, we're going to have to be out of our comfort zone if we want to serve God and be successful in our spiritual walk. We need to take up our cross and follow God. Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. The verse basically says, if any man wants to come and serve me, let him deny his flesh and take up his cross and follow me. Basically, that's saying take up the burden for others and other peoples that are maybe sick or something like that, and just, you know, follow God. You know, following God is going to be the best way to witness to anybody. It's going to be the best way to invite people to church and, you know, get people to come out. Like, sometimes you need to think of our daily walk with God like a garden. Recently, my family just moved to a place where we had the space to plant a garden, and let me just say, it's a lot of hard work. First, you got to plant the seed, which in the spiritual case would be getting saved and going out and witnessing to others. And then you have to water the plant, which would be going to church, having godly influences, and having good Christian friends and family. Then you have to pick the weeds, which would be removing the bad things in our life, like the things we get tempted with, and you have to take away the worldly influences. You keep doing steps 2 and 3, and pretty soon you'll have a good old looking juicy strawberry or tomato. And it'll look great and delicious to others when we come out here and show them what we did. That's how we need to be with God. We can't just be out here looking like a dead flower out in the middle of nowhere. We got to be a strawberry or like that juicy tomato and be blooming with God's essence. And you know, we need to be like trees, Psalms 1:3. And he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So it's saying, you need to be like a tree that's planted by the water that bringeth forth your fruit in your season, which means when you're asked about why you're a Christian or why things like this happen to you and why you do things a certain way, you need to bring forth your fruit in that time. And it also says, his leaf also shall not wither, which means you can't just be witnessing to others and be dry with God. You got to be good, full of the water, and you got to keep absorbing that godly influence and stuff like that in your life. And whatsoever you do, it says you shall prosper. A tree is like the garden, but you will be able to tell when a set individual is saved right there with God, because you will see the pretty flowers and leaves growing like a tree. You can pretty much assure that in the wintertime, if there's a dead tree, it's never going to have any leaves on it, and it's not going to look that pretty. And that's what we don't want to be as Christians. We don't want to be like that dead tree out here that doesn't have any leaves and, you know, doesn't look like anything good and that you want to shout about. But then you want to be like a tree that's out here next to the rivers of the water in the church. Out here in the church, I lost my train of thought. You want to be in church, you know, getting all your fruit you can, looking like a tree, looking like everything to shout about. And, you know, you want to make God seem like something you want to shout about. You know, you want to go out there and, you know, spread your light to wherever, make your fruits fall. And like every person, like with a tree, let's say an apple tree, your fruits will fall. Others will pick it up and taste, wow, that tastes good. Where'd you get it from? So you tell them what happens. You know, I got saved at church, you know, I've been going to church for a few years and, no, I definitely think you should come out. It's pretty cool. You should come out and try it sometime. And, you know, you'll see them, you'll see a good Christian example reaping the benefits of God's grace. They'll sing, they'll testify about all God has done for them. As we all know, Adam and Eve were the first people on the planet, and you can't do all God's work with just two people. So Adam and Eve had kids, which led to more and more people on earth. So eventually, Acts 12 and 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. And if it wasn't for just us as Christians, we wouldn't have the church thriving like it is today. And you know, the church needs people, and we need people to do God's work. And we can't just sit here and sit every day just not doing anything for God. And you know, being behind the scenes, you want to be that one person in the spotlight. You know, maybe if you're the lone person at work who serves God, you want to be that person who stands out and shows God everything you do. And you know, you want to make sure you're a good light, and you know, you want to make sure, like I said, you want to be like that tree. So 2.6 billion adherents of people claim to be Christian, which is good, but are they true Christians? You don't want to be out here and claiming you're a Christian, but you don't look like a true Christian. You don't want to be a Christian. You don't want to be a Christian that goes out into the world and does all the worldly things, like maybe drink on the weekends or go cuss and, you know, smoke and all that stuff that that Christians wouldn't do. You want to be the Christian that sings and glorifies God when you can, and you get that opportunity, and you'll have to back up your life with godly evidence to show that you're true Christians. As Christians, it can be hard to go out into the world and tell what God has done for us. Some of us have social anxiety, or we don't like getting out of our comfort zone to talk to somebody. But when people know that we're Christians, we're going to have a road of hardships on the way that will test our faith. But in order to be successful with our journey, we can take a look at Romans 1 and 16 as a guideline, which reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Like I said, it certainly will be hard for most of us. Personally, for me, I have social anxiety sometimes, and, well, not sometimes, you know, that's an all-the-time thing, but I have it most, you know, some like right now, I'd have social anxiety. I'm keep getting distracted by things, and I need to keep my focus on what I'm doing. But you have to go out and be able to witness personally, because I'm sure others do too. But I get teased about being a Christian and being what's right. We want to be examples to others and show that what we do is right. We need to justify what we do. You know, there's a saying that says our actions speak louder than words, which is definitely true. A couple of weeks ago at school, a kid asked if I've ever visited adult websites, and was saying things like, no, I don't do that, and I don't look at things like that. And this one kid was like, no, Cody, you probably have an app downloaded on your phone. And I was like, what? No. I don't know how I give off that vibe, but he's like, you probably have the app on your phone. And I was shocked. And then another kid was like, no, Cody's too Christian. Isn't that right, Cody? With a big smile on my face, I said, yup. And sure, I got teased about it and being goody two-shoes or Mr. Christian boy. Yeah, sometimes what others say will get to us, and the devil loves to come in right at that time and beat us down about it. But in the end, we have to know that we did the right thing by witnessing and planting that seed. If we're out here planting the seed, we don't want that seed to certainly wither and just dry up in the dirt. We need to come back and ask them if, you know, they're interested in coming to church. And maybe it's somebody you haven't met before. Maybe you just introduce yourself to them and they'll ask a few questions and you can tell them, yeah, I'm a Christian, you know. Showing people what God has done in your life is definitely one of the biggest things you can do as a Christian. It's not easy, and it's never going to be all sunshine and rainbows, But we as Christians are going to have off days, and that's okay, because we serve an amazing God that can help us when we feel down and out. You know, 1 Corinthians 4 and 20 says, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." We have to know there is power in numbers, and our duty as a Christian is to win souls and praise God when he has helped us through any trials or temptation or even something small. Like maybe you lose your keys and you pray and ask God to help you find them, and you find the keys, you should praise God for what he's done for you. You know, maybe somebody says, "Why were you late?" "Oh, I lost my keys, but I was praying to God and I asked him if he could help me find my keys. And sure enough, I found my keys and I made it to work, but I'm at work a little late. But you know, God's been good to me and he's been here helping me with all sorts of things." And then even then, after that, you can go and tell him maybe more of what God's done. I was telling somebody at school about Brother Damon's testimony about how he was delivered from drugs and alcohol. And you know, we have to let others know we're passionate about things like that when somebody gets saved or gets help from God. We can't just sit here and be like, "Yeah, you know, God was good to Brother Damon from delivering him, but I don't think he's done anything other than that." That's not how we want to be, because then that's bringing the church down. That makes us look bad. We want to be out here and just know that we are Christians. You know, Psalm 56:10, "In God will I praise his word, and the Lord will I praise his..." Hold on. I think I might have misquoted that. "In God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word." Yeah, that's right. We have to praise God to back up our actions and to let others know that we stand for the truth. You know, we can't just sit back here, you know, saying we're Christians, but we're doing nothing at all to let others know that we're Christians besides just saying. We can't just sit back in the back of the room and just sit there and be like, "Yeah, we're a Christian." You know, you got to get excited about things like that. You can't just sit there and ask somebody to, you know, help you with things and you don't help them with anything. You know, somebody could be sick or something like that at school, and you know, you just pray for them or something like that, and then it helps them. They're like, "Why did that help me so much?" And you know, because we serve a God. We serve an awesome God that can help us with anything. And in closing, here's something to think about. The things we say to others and how we act towards others can either help us or destroy us. And that's why we need God to help us witnessing and with our actions. So with that being said, that is what I'm doing in closing.